Cork fullback Damian Callan. Look, I'll start off by congratulating on your Munster Championship success and those three fantastic wins to that medal.
Yeah, it was great. I suppose looking from where we came from last year, you know, it was great to even, I suppose, get a couple of performances and, you know, I suppose coming into the Munster Championship after having a decent league, we were just looking to, I suppose, put a bit of pride back in the jersey, so it was great.
Where do you identify that change this year on last?
I don't know that it's not that easy to pinpoint you know, a specific place where we've improved so much, but it's been small things kind of across the board, and you know, I suppose a small bit of kind of freedom as well in kind of expressing ourselves, which is great.
I suppose if you look at the individual sum of your parts, your own performances, your own year, would you say it's one of your best hurling years yet?
Yeah, I suppose, look, I wouldn't be looking at it that way yet, but a lot of people from the outside looking in would probably be saying that. But, you know, I'm just kind of happy with the way the year has gone for the team so far. We've got performances. Fellas have really stuck their hands up and being counted. And look, it's great. I'm happy with where it's at, but just kind of grounding myself in hard work and going every day to training, trying to improve.
Well, your solid full-back role, I suppose, you know, there's a change there too, you know, as kids were kind of taught, you know, stick with your man, stay goal side. But, like, the full-back role in modern hurling is very different now. It's much more complex than that.
Yeah, look, I suppose that was what you were kind of brought up thinking of, and that was the kind of bread and butter. But, look, the game is constantly evolving, and who said, like, the next day we play against Waterford, my role will change from the previous day we played them, and the previous day we played Clare, and the previous day we played Tip. So the game is constantly evolving from game to game, and your role within that is constantly changing as well. But look, just trying to keep up with the curve and trying to keep up with the change of the game is, I suppose, what we're trying to do at the moment, and that goes across the board in all positions.
I guess how you were used in the Munster final, like, you know, Anthony was forced to change his puck out strategy, and your distribution then was key. Like, he obviously, that's just one puck out strategy, but it works quite well for you as well.
Yeah, you know, any game is going to throw up a number of different scenarios, and you're going to have to prepare for all of them. And you know, look, Anthony got me on a load of ball, and that was great because it kind of settled into the game or whatever early. But look, I was just happy to do that job for the team, and it was a job that needed doing. We were going to have to change our puck out strategy because of the way they came at us. So look, I was happy to do that job for the team, and it ended up working. So,
considering then Waterford as your opposition, you don't even have to consider one player there, it'll be a couple, and you see they bring Morris Shanahan in as well, land him in the square when they try and change their game as well. Like, there's a couple of different ways you have to prepare as a Cork fullback preparing for Waterford too.
Oh yeah, you know, obviously going into a game you can't kind of set yourself down and say, right, I'm going to be marking a big strong fella or a small fast fella, because you're going to be marking a number of different types of players during the game. So yeah, just looking forward to the challenge the next day. Obviously know that it's going to be tough and going to be up against it at times and under pressure, but you know, that's championship hurling, and just looking forward to it now.
How much do you think Tadhg De Burca's suspension destabilises what Waterford can do against you?
Yeah, look, he obviously is a great player, but you know, they have a serious panel as well, and whoever's playing that position the next day, whether it be Tiger or whoever else, you know, they're going to know their role down to a T. So look, as I said, we're going to have to analyse it and just see what we can come up with.
Preparing for an opposition for the second time in the All-Ireland Championship, like, you beat them in Munster. How hard is that? How different is it? What bearing does it have on preparing for the game?
Yeah, it's obviously, you know, it's tough, but it's going to be tough for them as well. They're in the exact same position as we're in. I suppose maybe after having coming through the qualifiers and play maybe a few more games. But look, as I said, they play a number of different systems, even within games. They're able to change from playing sweeper to playing 15 on 15 to playing a number of different systems. Like, so look, we're going to have to do as best we can to see what they come up with, and you know, we're just going to have to look at ourselves as well and prepare as best we can.
Damien, is it a plus that maybe at a stage expectations were so low that, you know, there's no pressure on you, and you certainly seem to play with as a side who have no pressure or high in confidence, because you know you almost can't lose this year. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I suppose even after the league, like we were going out and we were looking for performances all the time, was what we were looking for. Didn't always get them, but we had a decent league, and for the most part got decent performances in the championship. Then we were the same. We were just looking to get a performance every day. We didn't worry ourselves with the result. And look, I suppose at the start of the year we would have been written off as the team that were going to get relegated and then lose our first championship game to Tip and probably be dumped out in the qualifiers then. So it was easy for us to then go out and say, right, let's just have a cut off it and you know, not worry about the result. And I suppose that helps in a way as well. So looking at the next day, we're not going to worry about the result. We're going to worry about looking at getting a performance from ourselves, giving 100% and seeing where that takes us.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, it's kind of been your mantra all year. If it's not broke, don't fix it, or don't try and fix it, like.
Yeah. And I suppose it's been serving us well so far. So
it probably oversimplifies it at the same time, because you have to give credit the amount of effort that's gone in and the management team and what they've put into this year, you know.
Yeah, huge amounts. Huge amounts, to be fair. And but I wouldn't even disrespect them by saying they kind of haven't put in the work over the last number of years. They've put in massive amounts of work, and the players have done the same. But this year we're kind of seeing the fruits of the work that's being put in. So yeah, it's great.
So how many years are you playing senior hurling now? This is your what?
I think I made my debut in 2012 against Wexford in the qualifiers. So that's 5 years now.
Yeah. Is this the most enjoyable summer playing hurling for Cork? You know, you grow up watching Cork hurling, and now things are going so well and the buzz is massive, and you know, it must be very enjoyable to play as a part of.
Yeah, the buzz is huge. But I suppose it's kind of the most memorable for me, I suppose, because I suppose when I was younger and young on the panel, I would have been very conscious and very uptight about blocking everything out and, you know, trying to just focus on the game and everything else. But now, be a bit more more laid back and trying to take everything in. So I suppose it's a bit more memorable in that way as well. And that comes with a bit of experience as well. So yeah, look, this year has been great so far, and we'll go out the next day, and hopefully if we can get a performance, it'll be great.
We've heard a couple of times before about the bond or the connection between the older and the younger on the panel. Obviously, every guy has to go through that learning curve of learning from the experience of it all. But how much are you kind of imparting your own wisdom on lads this year?
I don't think I have much wisdom to be imparting now. But no, do you know what? It's great. I wouldn't even look at it, you know, that there's older and younger fellas on the panel. There's experienced fellas and there's less experienced fellas. And they're all part of the team. And every day I go to training, you know, it's great to be able to learn from, whether be, you know, Anthony Nash or Patrick Horgan or Mark Coleman or Darragh Fitzgibbon, you know, learning constantly, whether it be off of young fellas or old fellas, you know. And that's the kind of attitude within the squad, is that everyone's learning off one another, which is great.
Mm. How did you deal with an All-Ireland semi-final mindset, you know, preparing for a big match, heading to Dublin, heading to Croke Park? Do you get nervous? Do you just kind of do that thing where maybe you shut it out, or, you know, you're embracing it this year?
Yeah, probably just embracing it a small bit more this year, but not even thinking about the title of, let's say, an All-Ireland semi-final, just thinking about, look, it's another step on our journey. You know, the journey's been good so far, so hopefully the next day, if we can get a performance, it might prolong the journey a bit more.
Yeah, that said, like, it wouldn't be Cork if you weren't targeting victory in this game, even if the year has gone very well so far.
Yeah, look, every day you go out, you want to win. You can't guarantee every day that you will win. Even if everything goes right, you might go out and you could end up losing the game. So that's why I said, look, we're only concentrating getting a performance, because that'll give us our best chance of getting the result we want.